Hi, everyone. I'm Heather May Pustai, and you're listening to The Science of Social Media, a weekly social media podcast from Buffer covering all the latest stories, insights, experimentation, and learning to help you and your brand succeed online.
Welcome to episode 180 and the first new show of 2020. I'm Dave Chapman, and in this episode, we're looking at how brands can leverage Pinterest to make sales. Before the holidays, we had a chance to chat with the team over at Pinterest about some of their best practices for brands looking to increase sales, and we're excited to share these lessons with you.
A warm welcome to the show, everyone. Let's kick it off.
I love to browse Pinterest to come up with new ideas and find inspiration. But what I didn't know until recently is that Pinterest plays a key part in the buying journey for its users. In fact, over 90% of weekly active pinners use Pinterest to make purchasing decisions. Talk about buying power. But not only are Pinterest users making purchase decisions on the platform, 83% say they are making purchases specifically based on the content they've seen from brands on Pinterest.
It's incredibly impressive, right? And the stats don't stop there. 77% of weekly pinners have also discovered a new brand or product on Pinterest. And according to Pinterest, quote, people actually want to see content from brands while they're on the platform. 78% say it's useful, end quote. So people really like to see content from brands on the platform, and it's actually a key motivator behind why people use Pinterest. According to one survey, 47% of social media users see Pinterest as the platform for discovering and shopping for products. That's more than three times higher than those who cited Facebook or Instagram.
So let's get into this. What does this mean for your marketing strategy? And how can you take advantage of all the opportunities that Pinterest presents? Thankfully, there are some really simple ways that you can start leveraging Pinterest to reach new audiences and optimize your pins and profile in order to drive sales directly from Pinterest. Some of these tips might be easy to implement immediately, while others might play into later strategies. Let's dive in.
First, you should always include your logo or some branding element in your pins. A whopping 97% of top searches on Pinterest are unbranded, according to the Pinterest team. I found that stat really amazing when it was shared with us. However, for brands and businesses like yours, this presents a really unique opportunity to stand out and gain brand recognition through Pinterest. Pinterest recommends adding a small logo in one of the four corners of your pin, and this can be done using design tools like Canva, Sketch, or Photoshop. And though it's a subtle change, it could really help to boost your brand recognition. For example, in almost all of its pins, Bloomscape features either its logo or some copy in its brand's font. Alternatively, you could subtly share your products in each pin that you share. And this is something that Away, the travel suitcase company, does in its pins to reach in excess of 500,000 people each month. That's just incredible.
Well, that is a huge reach. The second tip Pinterest shared with us is to think mobile first. And if you're an Instagram user, then that will resonate. 85% of pinners are using the mobile app. So it's important that your content looks great and catches their eyes while they're on their phones. But it's not just on Pinterest itself when you need to think mobile first. Many pins contain links back to brand websites. And it's important that any page you link to from Pinterest is also mobile friendly. If you're looking back to your own content, it's also important the page you're sending users to is mobile friendly as well. So what does the perfect mobile Pinterest content look like? Pinterest shared a couple of tips with us here. First, you should tailor your font size to phone rendering to make sure your fonts are legible on small screens. And secondly, try to design for a vertical aspect ratio. The ideal dimensions are 600 pixels by 900 pixels.
Those are really great tips, especially about the fonts and making sure that they're legible on small screens. It's one I hadn't necessarily thought of. The third tip Pinterest gave us is all about consistency. Have you ever clicked on a beautiful image on Pinterest only to be taken to a website that looks absolutely nothing like the pin? I have, and it left me really confused and kind of wondering if maybe the link had been broken or maybe it was directing me somewhere else. According to Pinterest, the best practice is to make sure that your pins and your website have a similar look and feel, and doing so really pays off. In an analysis that Pinterest did, they found that pins that went to landing pages with similar imagery had a 13% higher online sales lift. That's really amazing. And this isn't just a great tip for Pinterest. You should aim to keep your social media strategy really consistent across all of your content. So from your blog and website to landing pages and your social media posts, everything should be really closely aligned. For a great example of this, check out Etitude, which is a bamboo bedsheet brand from Australia, and that's Etitude.
The fourth tip is timeliness. Timeliness really matters in marketing, but timeliness isn't just about what time of day you post. The time of year matters too. Each year, Pinterest releases a seasonal insights calendar that lets brands know when to begin pinning content about certain topics. We've mentioned this before, and it's a really handy resource. For example, the 2019 calendar shared that users start sharing holiday content in June all the way through December, and that content related to the summer starts getting pinned at the beginning of February. Hype for both these seasons starts way earlier than I expected. And in 2020, there is plenty to look forward to.
You are so right. And one of the big ways to keep on top of what's trending on Pinterest is to pay close attention to its blog at business.pinterest.com. Every month, the Pinterest team shares new posts covering big events that are coming up in the calendar and what's trending upwards. For example, one of the topics Pinterest has identified for January 2020 is finance. The team found that people are taking stock of their financials. Searches are up 295% year over year for the term investing money and 196% for budget meal planning. But how can you use this information to build on your existing Pinterest strategy? Dave has a few really great tips here. Want to jump in?
Absolutely, yes. As consumers think about finance after the holidays, it can be a good time to be transparent with your pricing or the value your products can deliver. Instead of focusing on the price point, say $100, you could instead talk about the cost per wear value, which is the value of an item as it directly relates to how much you use it. Pinterest also recommends that you highlight options for prospective customers to try your product or service as a trial. This is something the team at Buffy do very well. Buffy sells duvets and comforters, and in each of its pins, it includes "Try at home for free" in the caption.
See, Buffer's not the only one that offers free trials. And the final tip the Pinterest team gave us is a biggie. Set up your shop on Pinterest. One of the main ways for Pinterest to help generate sales is for the products you are selling to be easily available through Pinterest. Luckily, the platform makes it really easy for brands to set up a Pinterest shop tab, and this features products prominently on their profiles. And the shop tab is just what it sounds like, a place where users can go to see all of your products your brand is selling. On the flip side, brands can leverage that tab to also share pins that link directly to their sales page for that specific product. Pinterest makes this whole process really quite easy, and they even have a method for importing new products through Pinterest catalogs, which is really handy.
Anyone with a Pinterest business account can use catalogs. All you have to do is connect a data source to Pinterest that will supply all your product information to the platform. And then as you add new products to your website, they'll get automatically added to Pinterest as well. And once you're set up with Pinterest catalogs, you can also use shopping ads to put your product directly in front of potential buyers.
All right, so many great tips. Well, that wraps it up for our top tips for Pinterest for 2020. We hope that you like hearing about them. And if you'd like to take a closer look at some of the examples mentioned today, head on over to our show notes at buffer.com/podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Science of Social Media today. As always, we deeply appreciate your kind ratings and reviews on iTunes. If you'd ever like to get in touch with myself or Heather May, we're always here for you on social media at the hashtag Buffer Podcast. And you can also send us an email anytime at hello@buffer.com.
We look forward to next Monday, everyone. Cheers.